This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Right, guys? We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm licensed in multiple states, so I get to see kind of a snapshot of what's going on across the country every day with patients, not just in my neck of the woods, which makes telemedicine so fascinating because before, when I just had my practice in Southern Nevada, that's all I saw was Southern Nevada, maybe somebody flying in from Canada, but because I get to see people in Wisconsin, in Alabama, in Washington, in Mississippi, in Iowa, I get a much, you know, broader look at what's going on in the United States. And so this weekend, still a lot of people with coughs, colds, COVID-type symptoms, COVID-positive, COVID symptoms, COVID-negative, sore throat, earache, runny nose, congestion. So I think COVID is still going on, right? I was kind of intrigued by a couple of the higher fevers. I still think we have flu. We might not have the thousands upon thousands of flu deaths, thank the Lord, and the millions of flu cases that we usually do, but I'm still picking up on flu. And I just can't swab them. That's really missing this year and last year. As more people use telemedicine, we can't stop and swab and make sure that, all right, you have flu, you have COVID. We could recommend that they go in and get seen, but many of them are using telemedicine, so they don't have to go in and get seen. So we know that the variants are starting to take more hold. So the UK has, you know, the variant, the B111, the B117 variant, and we believed it was in America before they even suggested it was, because once they found it in London, especially with all the travel from the UK and the United States, we knew it would be here. Well, we're being told that at least 7 cases have been documented. And a new study found that the B1117 was present in 0.2% of the cases in the U.S. In October, it was found to be present. Oh, that was in October. And it was found to be present in 3.6% of the cases by the end of January. So the numbers are going to rise the more they test. That's what makes it so tricky. It's, you know, is it really a true prevalence? Or if they don't test all these samples in Mississippi or in North Dakota, then how do we know? So it takes a long time and it takes a lot of money to try to get samples that were sent to the CDC and then evaluate them. This B117, however, is supposed to be 30 to 45% more transmissible. But we are seeing cases and hospitalizations decline. They said 86,900 new cases of the virus were recorded on Monday. That was the first time since November 3rd. But remember, I said be careful with that number of new cases, because if people aren't working and they don't need to test to return to work, then they're not going to test. So you're not going to have a lot of asymptomatic people testing. Moreover, we have a lot of people who don't want to know, or they don't want to be on a list. We're going to talk about that in a second, too. So, and they don't want something shoved up their nose. So I wouldn't be surprised if new cases drop because you have less testing and you have less asymptomatic people going, really, I was positive? Currently, we have 81,439 Americans hospitalized in COVID. That is a 39% decline from the peak of more than 132,000 hospitalizations seen last month. So these numbers are coming from Daily Mail. So what does that mean? Well, it means that we might be turning the curve. We still have a long way to go. It doesn't mean we can credit the vaccines yet, because the vaccines still take a while. So you have to, in order for us to have achieve that 95% immunity, so to speak, you know, from the illness, from the COVID-19 virus, you had to have two shots, and then it takes about a couple weeks after that second shot. So if people are just getting their second shot now in the last few weeks, it's probably going to be about another week till we can honestly say that population of the two-shotters, we could then see the immunity. So I think there's other issues going on. One is people aren't testing. You know, another is, you know, maybe people have been home this whole time. They're kind of over it. There's no more Christmas parties. There's no reason to travel. They don't have a job. They don't have money. So they are staying home. So there's not much, you know, that they could do. But, you know, one thing that I also find is there's that light at the end of the tunnel sort of phenomenon where people go, look, we're going to turn the corner. All right. We might be able to have a spring break. We might be able to celebrate Easter. Guys, let's just bunker down. Let's just do this. So some people might, you know, like when you're running a race, you start to get to the edge and you get that little boost. So it could be that. Another thing that I also notice is, you know, peak flu and pneumonia season is starting to now come out. Usually that's January, December, January. So it might just be we're seeing less people sick. And when you have less people sick, they're not getting tested. And then we can't tell that there's COVID. But the one thing that is very interesting is the lack of people wanting to test. You have, I don't know in your neck of the woods, but you have a very robust contact tracing system in every city. And if one of your contacts ends up COVID positive, the contact tracing people, don't call them Gestapo, they're nice, but they try to find anybody that person was around. One of my friends got a text the other day saying they need to be off work for 2 weeks. Now, by the time that person received that text, it was already, I guess, a two-week mark because the person was notified late. But the fear of somebody getting a text saying you need to be off work the next 2 weeks is scary. What's the health department going to do? Is the health department going to turn you in? Are you going to get closed down? So nobody wants to get that text that or that call that they have to close down or be in quarantine. And so when I'm evaluating patients over the phone, I'm saying, look, you know, I want you to get tested. I want you to get checked out. They're like, no, none of my friends, none of my family members, they'll beat the crap out of me if I do. And I'm like, well, why? Because then they get called from the health department and then they can't work. So I think we have a lot of people figuring out the system. And so while we're being told that the variant is surging and hospitalizations are surging and all that, we need to be really, really careful with the numbers because a lot of people don't want to get tested. And I think a lot of people are trying to hide their mild COVID. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, The 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So Joe Biden and the Democrats would like to increase minimum wage to $15 an hour. Well, the Congressional Budget Office took a look at the numbers and came up with some pretty, I think, not so surprising statistics. They said that if you increase the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2025, so in 4 years, from the current level of $7.25 an hour, 1.4 million jobs could be lost. but it could reduce the number of Americans below the poverty line by 900,000. The CBO study said that if the $15 minimum wage bill that the Democrats in Congress proposed was passed, 17 million U.S. workers, or about 10% of the labor force, would have their pay increased because they would otherwise earn less than the federal minimum wage. A further 10 million workers who earn slightly more than $15 an hour could also potentially gain pay increases. Now, they have to be very careful with that because in theory, you know, you have to be very, very careful with theory when an economy that has never existed, like this one now, with government shutdowns and, you know, being, you know, training a population to be anti-people and to social distance and to wear masks, you know, not be able to benefit from customer service. This has never been tried before. So you need to be very, very careful, you know, using theory to come up with your predictions because this has never been done. So if somebody is, let's say, making $15.50 an hour and the minimum wage goes up, yeah, in a non-pandemic, non-economic recession, some bosses may say, look, since they got a pay raise, everybody gets a pay raise. So everybody goes up the same percentage. I don't see that happening. What I see happening is any employer who has to move anybody up will do the bare minimum they have to because the average employer is really in a bind financially. So I don't know how many $15, $16 an hour or $20 an hour workers are going to get more money. I don't think anybody's expecting to get a raise. You know, this is just to bring people out of poverty and change the $7.25 an hour. So I think the Congressional Budget Office has to be, you know, has to kind of, you know, think about that. They say the proposed hike would increase worker pay by $333 billion. Now, to some people who are economists say, okay, well, that's what the economy needs. If you are going to pay, if you are going to make employers turn around and infuse $333 billion into paychecks, that will then in turn be infused into the economy, and the economy will boost. Well, that's fine and dandy if employers have $333 billion. Now, there's PPP money that people can borrow out of this new stimulus package, but that's only $50 billion. So we are going to need employers on their own to go into their pockets to help come up with the other $270 billion. I don't think we have that kind of money because, like I said, the average employer is in trouble. So they said the move will reduce the number of people in poverty by 900,000. It'll result in lower spending on food stamps and child nutrition programs. They said, however, spending on Medicaid and unemployment benefits would increase because of higher enrollment by those who lose their jobs. So they are taking into account that if 17 million, or if they said 1.4 million people, wait a second, how many people would lose their job? Yeah, 1.4 million people will lose their job with this. I'm anticipating it to be more. I think we'll see more than that. So that means that 1.4 million people now need benefits, need Medicaid. The problem is there is no way, you know, a country such as ours is going to, you know, continue a $7.25 minimum wage. It's too low. And there's no way President Biden is going to kick that can down the road because he's going to want credit for raising the minimum wage, which means it's going to get done. Whether they spend a little bit more time or not, so why the 2025? Well, because there's an election in 2024. So when the Democrats, you know, campaign against the Republicans, they could say, look, all right, stick with us. Minimum wage goes up in January. If you vote somebody else in, they could cancel that. So it's perfect timing. Any of the economic ramifications of it might not be as apparent until after it happens, which means that could also salvage an election campaign. But I'm seeing that we already are seeing ramifications. So there's a, I believe it's a, is it a Walmart in North Carolina? They've already replaced their traditional cashiers with checkout lanes and checkout stations. They have a couple people there to help, but they've been able to already start to move towards automation. Excuse me, WWAY3 reports 12 checkouts will be operating and staff will be available for assistance. Walmart spokesperson Casey Saheli said the transition was made in response to changing customer patterns. Now, they claim what happened is Walmart saw an increased demand for online grocery stores and pickup. So if you have less people walking into the store, why do you have to have as many people manning the cashiers or womaning the cashiers? So consumers' lack of patience for lines, efforts to social distance make these self-checkout more attractive. But I think what's happening is Walmart has employs how many millions of people? They are going to have to bump, I think the pay currently is anywhere between 10 and 12 an hour. They're going to have to bump it up. Well, if they have less employees, then, again, less change to the bottom line. So other automation transitions seen in Walmart include the creation of fulfillment centers. They're going to use robots in their warehouses to allow speedy and efficient retrieval of items purchased online for curbside pickup. Tom Ward, Senior Vice President of Customer Product at Walmart USA, said, "We began piloting our first local fulfillment center in Salem, New Hampshire, late 2019. The technology is impressive. Equally impressive are the results. More availability. We're able to pick more orders and do it quicker, creating more availability for customers. Faster fulfillment. The system's speed can allow orders to be picked up or delivered within the hour and greater efficiency. One local fulfillment center can fulfill orders for many stores, which means its benefits can be felt by customers and stores nearby." So rather than somebody calling out or somebody going, "No, I need to social distance because I don't want to get COVID," you know, and all these rules and regulations, the COVID restrictions don't apply to robots. The workers' comp doesn't apply to robots. The sick leave doesn't apply to robots and automation. Now, employees are still going to need to be there for fresh fruit and meat and other perishables. And certain large electronic items that the robot can't manage, they'll probably use humans to execute. But, you know, Walmart needs to compete with, you know, companies like Amazon. And Amazon start to become more robotic. And this business remodel may allow them to prepare for the future as they're going to start to push more online shopping, social distancing, curbside pickup. They might even be able to lower some of their real estate costs by making stores smaller and fulfillment centers. So, you know, these 24/7 automated checkout centers, many of us don't like. I've been using them because many times they aren't busy. But then again, most of the grocery stores aren't that busy. So I'll go in, do whatever I have to do. But without requiring multiple employees, these companies are going to save money. So right now, and this has been happening for a while, anybody who could automate something is automating. You know, look at how many doctors are moving to telemedicine now to their houses. If they don't have to pay rent, if they don't have to, you know, have staff and then have the breastfeeding room because you have to supply a room for women to breastfeed so they don't have to use the bathroom, which I agree with, it's just that costs money. If they don't have to worry about call-outs and PPE, you know, you can work from home and do telemedicine and see your patients that way. So there's been a lot of transitioning, and, you know, this automated world means you and I, if we want a, you know, hands-on job, there's going to be less of them. So the, you know, it's a shame the minimum wage wasn't already raised, or it's a shame the minimum wage, it was already this low, because there is going to be a lot of pressure for Biden to make this happen. He's going to want a signature move. But the timing couldn't be any worse. 1-877-DOLLY.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is doing their best to promote the aggressive stimulus package that's being worked out by Democrats in Congress. The stimulus covers nearly $2 trillion in spending and adding to the debt. Republicans in the House and Senate believe that's too much money and also remind everyone that the stimulus plan that was passed near the end of 2020, that money has not been spent yet. Speaking during a White House coronavirus briefing, CDC Director Dr. Rachel Walensky cites declines in new COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations.
Although hospital admissions and cases are consistently dropping, I'm asking everyone to please keep your guard up.
Walensky reminding everyone this is not the time to relax and also repeated warnings about avoiding traveling during this time. You're listening to USA Radio News. Florida's Republican governor is gloating after Tampa Bay's Super Bowl win last night.
When you win a Super Bowl with a 43-year-old quarterback coming in who has a pretty doggone good career up to this point, and you do it on your home stadium, and you do it against the defending champion.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis saying this win gives Tom Brady his seventh championship, plus the Miami Dolphins' perfect season in 1972 are the two greatest team sports achievements in NFL history. Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman wants to be the Commonwealth's next senator. In a video announcement, Fetterman saying he's not going to fight for one part or one party of Pennsylvania, but the entire Commonwealth.
Just the way I did as mayor, just the way I'm doing as lieutenant governor, and just the way I would as your next U.S. senator.
Fetterman making headlines in January by saying if you say the Pennsylvania election was rigged, that's not part of protected speech. USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, Rana, is it Rana or Rona? Rana had asked, are we going to have a choice of vaccines by this summer? So by choice, in terms of being able to pick and choose which vaccine you could get, no. I don't see us having a choice. In fact, I don't really see us having a choice ever, with the exception of, like, you know, we do with the flu, where you could try to find the nasal mist, or you could try to find the trivalent or the quadrivalent. I don't think you'll be able to choose brands. And the reason why is we have the Pfizer brand, we have the Moderna brand, we have the AstraZeneca brand, there's going to be the Novavax brand, the Johnson & Johnson brand, the Sinovac, if we end up getting Sputnik's Russian brand. There's so many brands. In order for you to be able to walk up to a Walgreens or go into a Walmart pharmacy and ask for a shot, that pharmacy or company would have to be storing and having a supply of all of these. And you go, I'm going to pick that one. I don't see that happening anytime soon. I think with all the different vaccines out there, there's going to be probably two that will be in the forefront, with maybe one more if one of the two isn't as senior friendly as the others. And I foresee that if we do have to continue to vaccinate each year for coronavirus, that it's going to be one of those two and you like it or lump it, I guess, you know, as the old saying goes. I was asked by News 3, Lauren Clark, yesterday on, why so many different vaccines? Why so many choices out there? Because, again, we're dealing with variants. So I don't know if you heard, but the AstraZeneca trial in South Africa has been suspended because the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccines had limited impact on the South African variant. So because these variants, it's such a dynamic process, so variable, just because the vaccine is the vaccine du jour now doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be the vaccine that works next year. So it's going to be a very interesting race. So we're being told by Fox News that South Africa has temporarily suspended use of the corona vaccine developed by AstraZeneca Oxford after prelim findings showed that the shot had little impact on curbing mild to moderate illness on their variant strain. So the announcement was made by South Africa's health minister, and this was after the country had received 1 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine. So researchers investigated the effectiveness of the vaccine because of the B1351 variant that they're seeing that's more transmissible in South Africa, which I believe is from the E484K mutation. That's a little stronger than the N501Y mutation in the UK variant. And they said findings stemmed from a phase 2 trial with 2,000 healthy participants aged 18 to 65. Volunteers had either two doses of the vaccine or placebo. Placebo is like the dummy vaccine or a pretend. Professor Shabir Madhi with the University of Witwatersrand ultimately suggested that the vaccine did not protect against mild to moderate COVID-19. But scientists still remain hopeful that the vaccine will offer protection against severe courses of the disease. So Madhi said before the variant emerged that the vaccine was showing tremendous potential in reducing mild to moderate illness with about 75% effectiveness. That was until the end of October. But variant cases started cropping up. Among 19 of the 748 vaccinated participants, 20 cases occurred in 714 participants. So when you look at 19 versus 20, not as effective. So the results translate to a 10.4% vaccine efficacy. Now, maybe with a larger trial size, it could look better. But they said, you know, AstraZeneca told Fox News that the study couldn't determine vaccine efficacy among severe cases because the trial was not designed to have a huge population at risk for severe cases. Anybody, I think, you know, right now at severe risk is, I think, getting in line, hopefully, for the COVID or for the Pfizer or the Moderna. So it's a small study, relatively young, healthy adults, where severe disease is not prominent. So, like we spoke about with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, it was 66% effective globally against mild to moderate into severe cases, but it was 85% effective against preventing hospitalization and death. That's the headline AstraZeneca needs. So they need to show that it'll prevent death, not prevent the mild cough and cold. So according to their statement, they said no severe disease or hospitalization was observed in the vaccine or control participants. They believe our vaccine will protect against severe disease caused by the new variant, as neutralizing antibody activity is equivalent to that seen with other COVID-19 vaccines that have demonstrated activity against more severe disease, particularly when the dosing interval is optimized to 8 to 12 weeks. So they're saying, because it's a two-shot, don't leave that other shot hanging. It's got to be done within 8 to 12 weeks. So they're still working on that. Now, COVID, on the other hand, Pfizer's COVID vaccine, we're hearing from Pfizer saying it will work against the South African variant and boost protection. So Pfizer's vaccine, we're being told by Daily Mail, is going to work against the South African variant. Its mutations could still mean thousands of injected people are vulnerable, but researchers at New York University tested how well the variant of the virus could be destroyed by the blood of 10 people who received Pfizer's shot. They found the immune antibodies made by the vaccine were still able to neutralize and destroy the coronavirus, but the body did not make as many of them. Antibody levels were still high enough to fend off COVID-19 in most people who had the vaccine and offered some protection, but they did not work as well as they would on older versions of the virus because the antibodies were less perfectly matched to the spike proteins on the outside of the bug. So the results were backed by a separate study, and researchers at University of Texas carried out tests on the blood of 20 volunteers and found antibodies triggered by the Pfizer vaccine could neutralize the variant. So remember we said Pfizer is working on a booster, Moderna's working on a booster to be able to attack that E484K mutation that we're seeing with the South African variant. We have to assume the South African variant is more prevalent here than we think. I believe they found it in there's been a couple cases in America, I believe Maryland. I have to double check which states had them. So, you know, Pfizer says that they're pretty optimistic. So, again, what do we really want? What is our goal? Our goal is to have less hospitalizations and less death. If people have colds and sniffles, like they do every year, okay, we don't necessarily have to close down everything and stop all sports and stop school and, you know, stop prayer and churches. We could, you know, live a life that's a little bit more, you know, having more normalcy. And it's a real shame it's come to this, because now there's, you know, a lot of secondary gain, and so people are starting to have less faith in the vaccines because they think that now mayors and governors and presidents, you know, who need to show success, are going to try to ramp things up quickly. But they have to double down on the vaccines because, you know, that's one reason why I know they're not lying. People said COVID would go away after the election. The reason why I don't believe that is because we see it in all the countries. You know, we saw it in Israel. We saw it in multiple countries. And the other is, when you see people in the hospital with COVID, you can't unsee that. They're not actors. So COVID's real. Now, in terms of was the hype real? Were the numbers real? That's a different thing. So New York and multiple other states have been trying to vaccinate as quickly as possible. They have their infrastructure in place. They're still waiting on more vaccine shipments. So I'm supposed to be getting mine at the end of the month. I wasn't able to get it at the 3-week mark, so I'm getting it at the 4-week mark. Some of you are concerned about side effects, second shot. We've talked about that. We'll talk about it again. You know, we aren't really seeing a lot of anaphylaxis like we expected with the second shot. So that's good news. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product like we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So put down your sandwich if you're eating something, because we're going to talk about poop transplants and these fecal transplants. And I got to tell you something. This next story is kind of cool, because they think that fecal transplants could help fight melanoma. So poop happens. If poop happens, this actually might be a good thing. So researchers from the University of Pittsburgh have found fecal transplants, and I'll tell you what they are, to help patients battle melanoma. Now, melanoma is one of the deadliest of skin cancers. And they found that a fecal transplant may allow somebody to respond to the immunotherapy treatment better. Now, I'll explain what the study showed, and then we'll kind of break down what immunotherapy is and what the fecal transplant is. But Dr. Diwakar Devar and his colleagues look to see if fecal microbiota transplantation, so somebody's microbiome in their intestine, if they transplanted that to somebody else who was resistant to immunotherapy, like the pembrolizumab, and when they transplanted stool, and they screened it for harmful pathogens so nobody would get sick, from 7 patients who actually responded to the immunotherapy, when they took the successful survivors and transplanted their microbiome to 15 who were struggling and were resistant, they found improved outcomes, doubling their mean survival time from 7 months to 14 months. Some, I think 3, had complete remission of their cancer. So study authors state, and this came from a study, so it sounds all legalese, very, very fancy words. Collectively, our findings show that FMT, that's the poop transplant, and anti-PD-1 change the gut microbiome and reprogram the tumor microenvironment to overcome resistance to anti-PD-1 in a subset of PD-1 advanced melanoma. So what they're saying is people resistant to the drugs to fight melanoma did better if they got the poop transplant. So what is it? Well, it's where we transplant fecal material into individuals if they don't have the proper bacteria, because it looks like the bacteria that people rely on can communicate with the brain, can regulate a whole bunch of body functions, and they believe it could also help with people and their treatment. We've done fecal transplants. I think I remember my first year on air, somebody got mad at me because I was discussing it and how a husband had donated his to the doctor to save his wife with Clostridium difficile. And somebody called the show going, how could you make that stuff up? That's disgusting. And I'm like, here, there's the study. I'm not making this stuff up. All right. And so we found with Clostridium difficile, which is a hard to treat opportunistic infection, if somebody's gut microbiome can't fight it, give microbiome that can. Remember, not everything is about antibiotics. So what's immunotherapy? What's this immunotherapy? Because, you know, President Jimmy Carter had advanced melanoma, was cancer free after his immunotherapy. This immunotherapy is some interesting stuff. It's a type of treatment that amplifies or suppresses one's immune system to help combat cancer cells. So you heard the article talk about PD-1. PD-1 stands for Programmed Cell Death Protein 1. Now, this is a protein on our immune cells, our T cells, that kind of keeps them in check. We don't want our T cells killing our healthy cells. We only want the T cells killing cancer cells. So we kind of have a break on these T cells. Anti-PD-1 drugs like Keytruda or the pembrolizumab, which some of you are using for a whole variety of different conditions, it works by releasing the brake on the immune system so the cell could attack hopefully what it needs to attack. So we've been using this Keytruda on breast cancer, lung cancer, colon cancer, kidney cancer, and like I said, President Jimmy Carter battled his metastatic melanoma with it. So melanoma. Melanoma is one of the deadliest of skin cancers. It hits about 100,000 people in the U.S. each year. The prognosis used to be horrible, but now, if it's caught early, we have 93% to 95% 5-year survival rate. So melanoma, how do you tell if you have melanoma or not? Well, you got to look at your moles, and you got to use the A, B, C, D, E, and I added F strategy. All right? So if you have a mole, you want to look for the asymmetry. So if you have a freckle and you cut that freckle in half, let's say with an imaginary line, it'll look symmetrical on both sides. It'll look equal. But if you have a mole where if you decide to draw a line, one side does not look equal to the other, that's asymmetry. Remember, Cancer is chaotic, so it's not going to form a nice, beautiful, perfectly round shape. The border also. If there's no smooth or well-defined border and the border looks kind of fuzzy or crooked, that could be a sign of skin cancer. C stands for color. Rather than a nice uniform color like a freckle, there might be multiple colors. D stands for diameter. If it's greater than 6 millimeters or the size of a pencil eraser, that could mean it might be turning into a melanoma. E, in ABCDE, E stands for evolving or changing over time. It used to mean like elevation, like if it elevated above the skin, but we changed it to evolving if it's changing. And then F stands for fast. If you see it kind of moving or popping up fast, you know, where it's like, gosh, that kind of popped up all of a sudden. But that's kind of growing kind of fast. I like to use the F in there. And I, you know, yeah. So any skin lesion you have, you know, should be evaluated by one's medical provider. You don't necessarily, just because you see a skin lesion, have to go get somebody else's feces. But I think it is fascinating that we could use these, you know, fecal transplants to help, you know, other people fight disease. So how do they do it? Well, they could do it the rectal route, where during a colonoscopy, while the scope is in there, as high up as it could be in terms of the colon, you know, your colon, if we're going from the top down, the colon starts on the right, then it ascends, goes up, then you have the transverse colon that goes across, transverses, then you have the descending colon where it goes down on the left, then you have the sigmoid colon that kind of looks like an S, and then you have the rectum, and then you have the anus. So a colonoscopy, when we insert it, it'll go all the way up through the sigmoid, you know, up the rectum, through the sigmoid, through the descending, transverse to the ascending colon, and go as far as it can, and then they could put the mixed slurry of the fecal material there. And like I said, it's already kind of screened for pathogens, and what they do is they send it for culture, and they look because they want to make sure they're not giving you an infection. And then the bacteria will colonize and hopefully start changing things up in there. They don't last very long. Sometimes you need more. There's also the oral route where there's like a nasogastric. So you don't have to put it in your mouth because people freak out about that. There's a way to kind of insert it through the nose. But there are pills and capsules for people to just swallow and just not think about it. And then the capsule breaks down. And then it goes through the small intestine and then through the colon. So, there's multiple ways to, you know, get it done. But I think it's fascinating, and it shows that you are what you eat. And if you eat healthy, your microbiome is going to take care of you. The bacteria have effects that we just haven't even begun to comprehend. So I'm a fan. But if you continue to eat badly, or if you have bad genetics, sometimes that microbiome does you in. That's why, you know, some people, when they lose weight, you look at them going, wait a second, I've known you your whole life. How do you become somebody overweight to somebody who looks so in shape? Well, you look at their diet. So, you know, you got to feed what the gut microbiome wants. Speaking of feeding, indoor dining in New York City will resume this Friday at 25% capacity. Governor Cuomo had closed indoor dining on December 14th after a spike of cases went across the state from Thanksgiving. He allowed it to continue in other parts of the state, but was slammed for the disparity. But New York City has a more dense population, so they were being more careful. So now that New York City has lower test positivity rates than other areas, he was able to hopefully open the city up. So 25% capacity in the restaurants. We'll see what happens. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.